Louisiana.
713-6
Feel free to contact us at
662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say, you say, get a load of.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Well, as always, people of God, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you on this beautiful day that the Lord has made. Again, amen, we want you to get ready. Want you to get ready because the man of the hour is going to be coming to share again the relevant word of the Lord with you. As always, he has been in a series of teaching God's people about the kingdom. Amen. The message of the kingdom and how you as a believer, how to be impacted by your status in that kingdom. Amen. Many times as a citizen, many people don't know their rights. They don't know their rights. But one thing Pastor LaValle is doing, he's helping God's people to understand your rights in the citizenship of the kingdom of God. Amen. And one thing about it is, it doesn't matter. Once you've embraced Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have been given that citizenship. You know, there's many people that once they become, they were foreigners, but once they became a citizen, they had all the rights and privileges as any other American. Well, beloved, that's what he's been teaching you for the last several months. Amen. Almost over a year, been teaching you about the importance of citizenship in God's kingdom and how you can operate in that kingdom. And I tell you, it blesses me because many times, you know what, we forget who we are. We forget, amen. Just like on a job, you know, you have benefits. And many times, many people don't even know how to use their benefits. They don't know how to use their hospitalization and their insurance. They don't know unless somebody tells them. And God has placed him, the man of God that he is, to help you to understand how to operate in your citizenship. And that's the thing about it. Amen. See, once you learn how to use the tools that God gave you, then you've become empowered. Amen. Nobody else can tell you. See, I know how to use my jack on my car now. I know how to use it. I know how to use, amen, everything. I know how to use the four-wheel drive on it. And see, at first, I didn't know what was going on. But when you know how to operate that which what God intends for you to operate, praise be to God, you got it made. So on that note, amen, yes, that's what kingdom is all about, learning how to operate in God's kingdom. Amen. Doing the things that Jesus said, as he said before, his will being done down here on earth as it is up in heaven. Ain't no sickness up there. Amen. Ain't no killing up there. Ain't no crying up there. Ain't no weeping in heaven. Amen. Everything is peaceful and joyful up there. And God, as he said, wants that down here. So we thank and praise God. The man of God has made it inside the house. Amen. He's going to get ready to share with you. So again, we want you to get out your pencil. We want you to get out your paper. We want you to get out whatever it is that you need to do what you need to do. Praise be to God. And he's here ready to go. So we're going to turn it over to none other than King Arthur in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Ooh, Lord. They say, when I think of his goodness and all that he's done for us, I'm going to say that one more time. Boy, when I think of his goodness and all that he's done for us, listen, there's some things you might not know. In fact, there are some things that we all don't know. Eyes have not seen, nor has ears heard, nor has it really entered into our hearts. All the things that our Father has done for us, doing for us, and has in store for us. Just a little bit that we're coming into the knowledge of, but enough to turn your whole life around. Listen, if every unbeliever out there knew the love of, really knew the love of God, then they're gonna run into God. I'm gonna say that again. If all those that's out there in the world, if they knew who God really is and what all he's done and how much he loved them, and they won't be running from him, they'll be running to God. They'll be running to him. It'd be a stampede. If you and I knew all the things that God has done for us and has in store for us, maybe those of us who might be stampeding, I think we're stampeding, boy, we'll speed it up. Well, it'll come with something on the inside of us that'll cause us, man, I'm talking about, boy, like never before, to press on toward the prize of the high calling that's in Christ Jesus. I'm going to say that one more time. There's a high calling in Christ Jesus. You know what that high calling in Christ Jesus is? To be just like him. Just like him. Act like him. Talk like him. Walk like him. Live like him. Be like him. Do like him. Express the image of him. Just like him. In character, in nature, all our functioning abilities. Just like him. Who is to express the image of the Father? He's not it. He's the way. He come to show us the way. He come to show us the way we ought to talk, the way we ought to walk, the way we ought to live, the way we ought to be, just like him. He said it this way, hey, you see me, you see the Father. You see the Father? If we really see the Father, we'll see ourselves, because we just like him. He chose that before the foundation of the world, that we should be just like him. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians, thanks be unto God, who chose us before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame. This is the part that I love the most. And covered in his love. Boy, his love is, that's the greatest force in the universe. That's the greatest force in the universe. The love of God. You know why it's the greatest force in the universe? Because can't nothing separate you from that love. Can't nothing. Can't nothing separate us from the love of God. Life, death, good, bad, evil, the devil, people, nothing. Your faults, your mistakes, nothing. Your shortcomings, your sins, nothing. Nothing will ever be able to separate us from the love of God. I don't care who you are and what you've done. If you're the worst sinner out there, if you're the best saint out there, nothing will ever separate us from the love of God. Boy, and he displayed that love. He ain't just said that. He showed that. He displayed it. He showed it. Over 2,000 years ago, that while we were yet in our sins, boy, listen, he gave his life. He paid a ransom for you and I. Cost him something. You can tell how valuable something is by what it costs. Boy, it cost him Jesus to get you. How valuable you think Jesus is? It cost him his son to get you. How valuable his son is to him. So if he gave his only begotten son, then you must be pretty valuable. If you worth the blood of Jesus, if you're worth the blood of God's son, If you're worth the life of God's son, that's most precious to him. I told you, you can tell how valuable something is by what it costs. Cost him a whole lot to purchase you and I back, to redeem our life back from this destruction that's in this world. Cost him Jesus. And if it cost him Jesus, well, we must be pretty valuable to him. Hello. Listen, while we were yet in our sins. Now, this ain't no license to sin. I'm just telling you about the love of God. You see, if you start experiencing the love of God, let me tell you something. You don't have to worry about no sin. Sin be running after you, trying to catch on to you, trying to get you to do that. You start, man, pressing on toward the prize of that high calling that's in Christ Jesus. What's that high calling that's in Christ Jesus? Be just like him. Tempted on all points, yet without sin. I'm talking about being just like him. If you pressing on toward the mark of being like Jesus, you ain't going into sin. You ain't comfortable with sin. Man, living man, you walking out of sin. You walking out of, you know what sin is? Sin is to miss the mark. What's the mark? The mark is to be just like Jesus, who is just like the Father. How God created us in his image and his likeness. This is what I like about that. With all power. Just like he got all power, and just like Jesus had all power, even over death, so do you. So do I. So do every man. So do every woman. So do every boy. So do every girl. What's the problem? They don't know. They know religion, but they don't know the love of God. They know of it, and they know about it, but they don't experience that. Well, let me tell you something. When you fall, you run to him. Boy, he welcome you with open arms. He might whoop your behind, but let me tell you something. Boy, you're going to be in love. You're going to get chasing, because them who he love, he chasing. And boy, but let me tell you something. It's for one purpose, the chasing of God. What? And boy, that's to correct us, to get us on the right path, to let us see the consequences of falling short of that mark. You know what the consequences of falling short of that mark? Death. What death are you talking about? Are the physical death? No. I'm talking about separation from God, spiritual death. That's the greatest of all, separation from God. That's your source. It's just like if you take a plant about the ground, man. Listen, it stay green for a couple of hours, a couple of days, but after that, it's gone. Why? Because it's separated from its source. As long as it stay hooked up to its source, man, it'll thrive and live. But once it's separated from its source, or the root die, it's all over. But once you're separated from your source, who is our source? Our Father, who art in heaven. Who's our roots, man? That's Jesus. We rooted in him. That's his son. Who was separated from his Father because of our sins, but was raised from the dead for our justification. That as he was crucified, so were you and I. And as God raised him from the dead, so have he raised you and I from the dead. What dead is that? Spiritual death, separation from God. He loved you. I told you, he loved you so much. He loved us so much. You can't even fathom it. Lord, who can fathom the depths of your love? Who can grasp his infinite wisdom? No. No, Lord. For he loved us. Who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depth of your love? You are beautiful beyond description. Too marvelous for words. Too wonderful for comprehension. Like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depths of your love? Lord, Lord, Lord. For listen, I stand in awe about the God that we serve. We serve a mighty God. And here's the deal, you know, it's not enough just to know that, but know what brings glory to his name? But when we experience that,